Kalen McKay says he knows what he wants the future to look like in Wilmington.
In an ideal world, we have a comprehensive short-term rental plan that's working and evolving with our citizens in our community. We've changed the narrative of what affordable housing is, and we've changed the narrative of opioid abuse and opioid addiction.
Philip White wants to put the community back into the economy.
Of course, we want to keep growing and keep developing. However, we have to ask ourselves at what cost. With our wetlands, with our river, we're literally surrounded by water on both sides. When we destroy these areas just on a whim and for profit, we have to look at what we're destroying them for in the long run.
Hollis Briggs Jr. is a self-described lifelong resident with a chief concern being racism in the community.
The wall is the racial divide that has engulfed the city of Wilmington. So, you know, you break down the wall by learning how each other feel. But if you segregate children, if you segregate the schools and children in elementary school aren't able to get to know black kids and black kids aren't able to get to know white kids.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.